ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரண அரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 2 வாகதிகரணம். வாங் மனசி தர்ஷனா சப்தாச்ச அத்த ஏவச்ச சர்வாண்யனும் மனோதிகரணம் தன் மனஹா பிராண உத்தராத் அத்யக்ஷாதிகரணம் சோத்யக்ஷே தத் உபகமாதிப்யஹ பூதேஷு தஸ்ருதேஹே நைகஸ்மின் தர்ஷயதோஹி ஆசிருத்யுபக்ரமாதிகரணம் சமானாச்ச ஆசிருத்யுபக்ரமாத் அமிர்தத்வம் ச அனுபோஷ்ய சம்சார வியபதேசாதிகரணம் ததா பீதேஹே சம்சார வியபதேசாத் சூக்ஷ்மம் பிரமாணதஸ்ச ததோபலப்தேஹே நோபமர்தேன அதஹ அஸ்யைவ ச உபபத்தேரேஷ ஊஷ்மாம் பிரதிஷேதாதிகரணம் பிரதிஷேதாதிதி சேத் ந ஷரீராத் ஸ்பஷ்டோஹி ஏகேஷாம். We saw up to this sutra in the last class. Now let us continue with the next sutra today. Pratishedhadikaranam. Smaryate cha. 14th sutra, second pada, fourth chapter, 519th Brahma Sutra. Now let us see a general analysis of this sutra first. It's a very simple sutra. And this sutra says there is not only Shruti Pramanam, Veda Pramanam, but Smriti Pramanam also in support of our contention. What is the contention? Jnani Jiva does not leave the body. That was the discussion yesterday. Jnani Jiva does not leave the body. So this is unique to Advaitam. In Visishta Advaitam, there is neither Jivan Mukti nor Videha Mukti. In Visishta Advaitam, there is neither Jivan Mukti nor Videha Mukti. One does not get liberation through Jnanam, but gets liberation through Upasana. And this Upasaka Jiva, who is a candidate for liberation, watch the words, who is a candidate for liberation, has to leave the body, has to travel through Shukla Gati and go to Vaikuntha. So there is no Jivan Mukti. And the Upasaka Jiva, who is a candidate for liberation, goes to Vaikuntha. And Paramapada Vasa, you know, the Dwaram on Vaikuntha Ekadashi, the Vaikuntha Dwaram, that symbolizes this process. And one goes to Vaikuntha and one is liberated there. One never becomes Videhaha, but he becomes Sadehaha. He has a body. One gets an extraordinary body. That is not the regular body. One gets an extraordinary body, which is made up of different raw materials in Vaikuntha, all this. So in Vaikuntha, Upasaka gets aprakrita shariram. Prakrita shariram is what all we have. This is aprakrita shariram, which is not subject to decay, subject to degeneration, death and all those things. So it is but living permanently in Vaikuntha near Mahavishnu. And Prana Utkranti is there for Visishtadvaita. And this is supported by Smriti and Shruti. And the support for our argument is found in Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, Shloka 239.23, 239 chapter, 23rd Shloka. Sarva Bhutatma Bhutasya Samyak Bhutani Pashyataha Deva Api Marge Mukhyanti Apadasya Padeshinaha. That is the shloka. A person who has become the self of all beings, sarva bhutatma bhutasya, and has a complete intuition of all, samyak bhutani pashyataha, in his way, the gods themselves are perplexed. Deva api marge mukhyanti. They are confused, perplexed, seeking for the path of him who has no path. So, jnani's travel, his death, even devas cannot see. When a jnani, when he dies, his death process, even devas cannot see because it is not there. Why it is not there? Because Jnani does not travel. Jnani Jiva does not travel. Please be careful. So his Atma is one with Atma of all. He does not have a path of travel at all. He looks at all Jivarasis properly. It means he sees as one non-different Atma. He only has Atma Drishti everywhere. Devaha api marge mukhyanti. Even devatas, they are confused about the path of travel of a jnani, even though they want to see the marga of jnani after death. Nothing is left behind for jnani to travel. Atma cannot travel. Therefore, if any devotee sees something on death of a jnani, normally people say, oh, he died and there was some blue light, green light going out, all that thing people say. It has nothing to do with travel at all, as stated in this Mahabharata shloka. Jnani's prana does not travel. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Smaryate cha. This is revealed in the Smriti also. Smriti is all Purana Granthas, Bhagavad Gita and all of that. And significance of the word cha is conjunction between the present sutra and the previous sutra that we saw in the last class. Smaryate, this is remembered. Again, Vyasa does not refer to the book and reference is given to Vaidikas who remembered the Smritis and Shrutis. I mentioned it in the last class itself. When it is remembered means because he goes to the Vaidikas, because they only kept all the Vedas in their mind, in their brain. There is no printed media at that time. So he refers to the Vaidikas only. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam, the seventh adhikaranam of the second pada, fourth chapter. Kala pralayadhikaranam. Kala pralayadhikaranam. Tani pare tata hyaha. Tani pare tata hi aha. This is the 15th sutra, second pada, fourth chapter, 511th Brahma Sutra. Now, let us give a general introduction to this adhikaranam with only one sutra, small adhikaranam. And the name of the adhikaranam is not taken from the sutra. Normally, we have seen so far that the name of the adhikaranam is named after the first sutra. In that adhikaranam. Totally new name is given here based on the content of this adhikaranam. And here the subject matter is what happens to Jnani's prana at the time of death. What happens to Jnani's prana at the time of death. So in the previous adhikaranam, we have established that prana does not go out before Jnani, understand, not again. Naturally, the question will be, what happens to the prana? You cannot say it continues in the body, because if it continues in the body, all acharyas will live forever. They are jnanis. So if prana has to continue in the body, they will be living. But our experience is different. Jnani's body dies, the sthula shariram that we see dies at the time of his videha mukti. So prana does not continue with the body. Then what happens? The jnani's prana merges into Brahman, which is the adhishtanam, and therefore present within the body also. Jnani's prana merges into Brahman, which is the adhishtanam, and therefore present within the body also. It resolves into the karana. Karanam Brahma. Karana laya takes place. So by Jnani's karanam, what do we mean? We have to again understand. The Upanishad talks about two types of merger. Therefore, we have confusion where here we now think that all the pranas are born of what? Pancha Bhutani. All the pranas are born out of Pancha Bhutani. In short, all the sukshma sharira avayava, all the karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, pranadeha, manas, buddhi, they are all born out of Pancha Bhutani. So Pancha Bhutani is karanam. And some Upanishad mantras, they point out all karanams merge into Pancha Bhutani. It is said in the Mundaka Upanishad, in the third Mundaka, second section, seventh mantra, Gatha Kalaha Pancha Dasha Pratishta Devascha Sarve Prati Devatasu Karmani విజ్ఞానమయశ్చ ఆత్మ పరేవ్యయే సర్వే ఏకీ భవంతి. ఐ హావ్ కోటెడ్ దిస్ మంత్ర ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో. ఆల్ ది 17 లింబ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, 5 కర్మేంద్రియాస్, 5 జ్ఞానేంద్రియాస్, 5 ప్రాణాదేహ, మనస్, బుద్ధి, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఆల్ ద పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆర్గన్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, విచ్ ఆర్ ఎన్యూమరేటెడ్ అస్ కళాస్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ అస్ కళా హియర్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక. గతాహ కళాహ ఆల్ ది 17. So it says all the kalas, they merge into the pratishtha, which means karanam, the respective karana. So panchabhudas are there and sense organs are to merge in corresponding bhudas, whereas in the same Mundaka Upanishad, that is the mantra, there is 3.2.8, that says yatha nadyaha. We have seen all these mantras earlier. యథా నద్యః స్యందమానాః సముద్రే హస్తం గచ్ఛంతి నామరూపే విహాయ తథా విద్వాన్ నామరూపాత్ విముక్తః పరాత్పరం పురుషం ఉపైతి దివ్యం. ఆల్ ది కలాస్ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, జస్ట్ యాస్ హౌ ఆల్ ది ఫ్లోయింగ్ రివర్స్ యథా నద్యః స్యందమానాః సముద్రే, దే డిసపియర్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్, casting off its name and shape. Even Ganges may be a big river. The moment it merges into the ocean, there is no Ganges river there at all. That name is gone. Even so, the knower, freed from name and shape, attains to the divine person higher than the highest position. Parat param purusham upaiti divyam. He talks about Brahmalayaha or Purushalayaha. And the 7th mantra says it merges into elements. And 8th mantra says all merge into Brahma. I hope the 7th mantra that we read earlier are the same mundaka. It says it merges into the elements, bhutas. And the 8th mantra that we just now read, it says all of them merge into Brahman. And both seem to be correct. In Bhrguvalli, it is said that everything is born out of Brahman and all merge into Brahman. Yato va ima ni bhuta ni jayante, ye na jata ni jivanti, yat prayantya visamvishanti, tad vijignasaswa, తద్ బ్రహ్మేతి. విచ్ వన్ ఇస్ కరెక్ట్? దెన్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఆన్సర్స్, బ్రహ్మలయ అలోన్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్. అండ్ శంకరాచార్య ఆల్సో హీ యాడ్స్ అ నోట్, బ్రహ్మలయ ఇస్ ఐడియల్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బి టేకన్ అండ్ సేస్ భూతలయ ఇస్ నాట్ రాంగ్. దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కరెక్ట్. శంకరాచార్య హీ సేస్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ కరెక్ట్. యాక్చువల్లీ బ్రహ్మలయ ఓన్లీ ఈస్ ఐడియల్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బి టేకన్ అండ్ భూతలయ ఇస్ నాట్ రాంగ్ దో. Then how can both be correct? That will be a question, because there is also confusion. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Vyavahara drishtya, ajnani jana drishtya. All those ajnanis, from their angle, Bhutalaya is correct. And from the jnani's angle, only Brahmalaya we should say, and we should not take Bhutani for Sarvam, Brahmamayam, Jagat, we should not take. Vyasacharya is talking from jnani's angle. Whereas from the practical angle, Vyavaharika Drishtya, one can take it merges into the Bhutas also. Now I will give you the general analysis of this sutra. Here Vyasacharya says, Jnani's prana merges into Brahman. Jnani's prana merges into Brahman. And Vyasacharya says, Veda Vachanat, that is Veda Vakyam says clearly, he becomes one with Brahman. The same idea is given in Prashnopanishad also, in the 6th chapter, 5th mantra. Sa yatema nadyaha sendamanaha sendyamanaha samudrayanaha samudram prapyastam gacchanti vidyete tasam namarupe samudra ityevam prochyate evamevasya paridrashturimaha shodashakalaha purushayanaha purusham prapyastam gacchanti విద్యేతే చాసాం నామరూపే పురుష ఇత్యేవం ప్రోచ్యతే స ఏషో కలో మృతో భవతి తదేష శ్లోక. సో జస్ట్ యాస్ ఆల్ దీస్ రివర్స్ ఫ్లోయింగ్ టువర్స్ ద ఓషన్, దర్ గోల్ హ్యావింగ్ రీచ్ ద ఓషన్, వాట్ డూ దే డిసపియర్. ద డిసపియర్ మీన్స్ వాట్? దర్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఆర్ గాన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఓన్లీ ఓషన్. సో ఆఫ్ హిమ్ దట్ సీస్ ద పురుష అరౌండ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ all these kalas, whose goal is the purusha only, ultimately having reached the purusha, they disappear. Individuality is gone, their name, form are all destroyed, and is called purusha only. He becomes devoid of parts, kalas, and becomes immortal. And that is this particular mantra also in Prashnopanishad. So the essence of the shloka is what? The kalas go to Brahman and jnani exists as Brahma Rupa Vartate. So akala, partless, kala and akala, without kalas, partless Brahman he becomes. It is not that he occupies a portion of Lord, but we say that he is one with partless Brahman. I hope you are with me. It is not that he occupies a portion of Lord by merging with the Lord. That's what people normally think. But we say he is one with the partless Brahman. Brahman has no parts, no attributes. We all know that. So it means it is absolute merger. Even Panchabhutas do not exist. And hence there is no question of Jnani merging with them. These are all for Jnani. We are not talking about Ajnani. Now let us do the word analysis. Tani pare tatahi aha. That is the sutra. Tani pare tatahi aha. 15th sutra, 2nd pada, 4th chapter, 511th running Brahma Sutra. Tani means it refers to those organs. Pare merge into Brahman. Paravastu Brahman. He. We say thus because aha tatha. Aha, Shruti. The Shruti tells so. Shruti declares so. Now let us see the significance of the words. Tani refers to the entire Sukhma Shariram. Entire Sukhma Shariram consisting of all the 17 parts. I'm not including Chitta and Ahankara, but all the 17 is fine. And even at the time of Jivan Mukti, Karana Shariram is heavily weakened. We are talking about Jnani. So we should not lose track of that. Even at the time of Jivan Mukti, Karana Shariram of a Jnani is heavily weakened. Sanchita Karmas are gone because Jnanam has the ability to burn all Sanchita Karmas. And the huge part of Karana Shariram is destroyed and not nourished further by Agami Karmas. Because Karana Shariram, it has to be, no, because he has become Akarta and Abhokta. So agami karmas also will not touch him. Sanchita karmas are burned. So karana shariram becomes, it almost, the huge part is gone. One side the energy is gone and the other side the meals do not get digested. And how the person can live? So I'm just only saying figuratively. So that person is alive with thin nourishing prarabdha factor. Thin nourishing prarabdha factor, and when it is also getting depleted and his karana shariram is almost gone even during Jivan Mukti. Because what is karana shariram? Sharira dvayasya karana matram. That is the definition Shankaracharya gave in Tattva Bodha. For both sharira dvayam, the sthula shariram and the sukshma shariram, for both of them this is karanam. That is the karana shariram. And that is taken for granted and therefore it is not mentioned here. And what happens to all of them? Pare means pare refers to Brahmani. Supply the verb merges, we have to supply this verb. Merges with Brahman, into Brahman. So that entire Sukshma Shariram merges into Brahman of a Jnani. So prana is also part of that, so it also merges. There is a discussion where the Jnani Jiva merges into Saguna Ishvara or Nirguna Brahman. And this will be discussed in the 4th pada, we will see later. Now we are only in the 2nd pada. In the 4th pada, we will see this particular detail also. And Jaimini Maharishi says, merges with Saguna into Sagunaveshwara. And Rishi Audulomi, this name is also familiar to us. In a previous context, we use this Audulomi name of the Rishi. He says, they merge with Nirguna Brahman only. And Vyasacharya says, both are correct. And the logic behind is what? Saguna Ishwara from Vyavaharika Drishti and Nirguna Brahman from Paramarthika Drishti. Because we have got a Drishti Beda. And based on that, we can interpret which one is the appropriate one in the context. So in Vyavahara Drishti, Maya joins, and in Paramarthika Drishti, Maya is not there to join. In Paramarthika plane, there is no Maya. And in the Vyavaharika Drishti, there is this one. So Jnani merges into Ishwara. వ్యావహారిక దృష్ట్యా వ్యవహార దృష్ట్యా ఇమర్జెస్ ఇంటూ ఈశ్వర అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ పారమార్థిక దృష్ట్యా జ్ఞాని ఇమర్జెస్ ఇంటూ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్. సో వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు అస్ విల్ బి అవర్ ప్రాబ్లం, డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ దర్ విఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి జ్ఞాని ఆర్ అజ్ఞాని. దేర్ఫోర్ అపౌరుషే విషయత్వాత్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి, ఇట్స్ నాట్ అవర్ టాపిక్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఓన్లీ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ది శాస్త్రాస్ ఫార్ ది ఆన్సర్. We cannot find out. We are able to say this because Shastram declares Jnani's Sukshma Shariram merges into Brahman. Shastra says, and that is why we believe it. And if you are really Jnani, we should not be too much bothered about whether Sukshma Shariram merges into Ishvara or not. We are Jnanis. Why worry about all the Sukshma Shariram solution, all that? No need. Because a real Jnani is one who has understood the entire prapancha is mithya. Why should he be obsessed with the lot of one Sukshma Shariram? No need. So if he is interested in his Sukshma Shariram, then he is not a Jnani. If a person is interested, what is going to happen to my Sukshma Shariram? Yes, that means he is still not a Jnani. It indicates the non-assimilation of the teaching. Still Viparita Bhavanas, they still persist. Then I am not worried, it will merge into Ishvara. And if I am worried, it will not merge into Ishvara. I don't know whose speaker is that. Can you please turn off your microphone? So it will continue to be there. Tata hi aha. Shruti declares so. So Shruti kept in mind is what here? Mundaka Upanishad, third Mundakam, second section, eighth mantra that we saw earlier. Yatha nadyaha sendamanaha samudre hastam gacchanti namarupe vihaya. తథా విద్వాన్ నామరూపాద్ విముక్త పరాత్పరం పురుషం ఉపైతి దివ్యం. అండ్ ఆల్సో ది సిక్స్త్ సెక్షన్ ఫిఫ్త్ మంత్ర ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో వి సాయ్ వి జస్ట్ నౌ రెడ్ ఆల్సో. నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో టు ది నెక్స్ట్ అధికరణం అండ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర. ఎయిత్ అధికరణం, ఎయిత్ టాపిక్ అవిభాగాధికరణం. అవిభాగాధికరణం అవిభాగో వచనాత్, అవిభాగో వచనాత్ 16th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 4th Chapter, 512th Running Brahma Sutra. Now let us give a brief introduction of this Adhikaranam with only one Sutra. And in this Adhikaranam also, the diversion continues regarding Jnani's death. We are all worried about Jnani's death. Diversion continues. Here discussion is based on what we saw in the previous Adhikaranam. There Vyasacharya said, Jnani Jeeva's Sukshma Shariram and Karanams, they merge into Brahma. That's what we saw. But previously it was said, Ajnani Jeeva also will merge into Brahma. Earlier to that we saw, Ajnani Jeeva also will merge into Brahman, where when we were analyzing the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 8th section, 6th mantra. And that asya somya purushasya prayataha vang manasi sampadyate manaha prane pranaha tejasi tejaha parasyam devataya. This sloka should be familiar to us. We already used it a couple of times. Therefore, while studying the first five adhikaranams of this pada, it was mentioned that ajnani jiva also merges into Brahman. Visa Tejaha Parasyam Devatayam, all those things in this mantra itself that I just read from Chandogya. And here, based on Mundaka Vashyam, we say Jnani merges into Brahman. So earlier we said Ajnani Jiva also merges into Brahman. And here, based on Mundaka Vashyam, we are saying Jnani merges into Brahman. Yatanadyaha Sandhyamanaha Samudre Astangachanti Namarupi Vihaya. తథా విద్వాన్ నామరూపాద్ విముక్త పరాత్పరం పురుషం ఉపైతి దివ్యం. సో ఇఫ్ బోత్ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ దెమ్? మోక్ష ఇస్ డిఫైన్డ్ అస్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మ ఐక్యం, దట్ ఇస్ మోక్ష. సో ఇఫ్ యు సే అజ్ఞాని మెర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, దట్ వుడ్ మీన్ అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ మెర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ వాట్? దర్ ఫోర్ హీ ఆల్సో అటైన్స్ మోక్ష. సో ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ సో, వై ఇట్ ఆల్ కమ్ టు వేదాంత and go through all these studies and all these exercises? Even though Ajnani merges into Brahman, he does not attain moksha. That should be our argument. So how do we mitigate this? Even though Ajnani merges into Brahman, he does not attain moksha, that should be our argument. I don't know whose microphone is still on. So either both should be liberated or both should not be liberated. So the merger is common to both or not is the question. And this is also the doubt here. And in this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya says, Ajnani does not get moksha even though he merges with Brahman upon death. Ajnani does not get moksha even though he also merges with Brahman on death. But Jnani gets moksha when he merges with Brahman at the time of death. That's the difference we should understand. Then how do you differentiate when merger is common to both of them? And Vyasacharya says, one is apekshika, a relative merger, where difference is there. So avyakta beda is ajnani's merger. Avyakta beda abhava is jnani's merger. Now I will give you the general analysis of the sutra. Here Vyasacharya uses the word avibhaga. Avibhaga, which means absolute merger, to differentiate the Ajnani's merger with Brahman at the time of death. So he uses the word avibhaga, which means absolute merger in the case of Jnani. And the pramanam for this is what? Again, Vedavakyam. And what are those mantras? The same two mantras that we just read from Mundaka Upanishad, third chapter, third Mundaka, second section, eighth mantra, and also Prashna Upanishad, sixth chapter, fifth mantra. And there are also two expressions are there. Even nama rupas are destroyed in case of jnani to distinguish from ajnani. It is mentioned there. Even nama rupas are destroyed in the case of jnani to distinguish from ajnani, where they are in potential form. Nama rupas are there in the ajnani in potential form. Then the question is, this differentiation that ajnani is laya, is relative merger, and jnani is laya, is absolute merger, where is the indication in the mantra? Of course, we are saying all these words, where it is indicated in the mantra. This is whose argument? Purvapakshi's argument. And there the Upanishad does not say apekshikalaya and all that. Father Shankaracharya, he gives his answer. He says, this differentiation we make based on logic, based on reasoning. And what is the reasoning? Because this is important, very important now. We say the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is not caused by time, space, or attributes. Very, very important. These are all arguments. We say the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma is not caused by time, space, or attributes. The distance between Jivatma and Paramatma is not caused by time. Jiva doesn't have to reach Paramatma upon death. If it is caused by space, Jivatma will slowly perhaps go slightly, because there's a space difference. Slowly it might try to reach and merge with Paramatma sometime. If it is caused by attributes, Jivatma is to get gradually those attributes of Ishvara. Then why we say attributes, why is division is also not there? It is so because Atma has no attributes. The Bheda is not by time. It's not caused by time, not caused by space or attributes. Ajnanam is the only cause for the sense of difference between Jnani and Ajnani. Ajnanam is the only cause for the sense of difference between Jnani and Ajnani. Because of Ajnana I have sense of Veda. And as long as I have sense of there is Veda, it will continue until death, as also on during Pralaya also. And what happens in Pralaya? Veda goes into potential form. It exists, but in potential form. And in the case of Ajnani, Veda is either in active form or in passive form, and total merger is never possible in the case of an Ajnani. Ajnani's merger with Brahman is fake merger. Whereas in the case of Jnani, Veda Karana, that is Ajnanam, is gone. Because all the Vedas, the sense of Veda comes because of Ajnanam, and that is gone. So Karana Nashe, Karya Nashaha. Ajnana Nashe, Veda Nashaha. So Bedanasa only is figuratively called Aikya Praptihi. When the Beda goes away, it is figuratively called Aikya Praptihi. It is called Atyantika Aikya Praptihi. And in the case of a Jnani, can the Beda come back? Case of a Jnani, can the Beda come back? It cannot happen because Beda can come only if Ajnanam comes again. For some reason, if a Jnani, Jiva, he gets Vidya Mukti, how can he get Ajnanam back again? Ajnanam is never a karyam and it cannot come again. It cannot have a beginning. Therefore, there is total merger in the case of Jnani on his death. These are all Jnanis. Now let us see the words analysis of the sutra. Avibhago vachanat. That is the sutra. Avibhago vachanat. Avibhagaha means total merger of the pranas of a wise person, Jnani, takes place. Atyantika aikyam bhavati. Vachanat. We know this from Shruti statements, from Veda statements. This is the running meaning. Now let us look at the significance of these words. Avibhagaha, total merger, and even potential division takes place. Permanent merger is called avibhagaha. This happens in the case of Jnani. The next word is vachanat. Vachanat means Shastra Pramanat, Vachanam, Veda Vachanam. So this Shastra Pramanam is Mundaka Upanishad and Prashna Upanishad mantras we saw earlier. Vidvan, Nama Rupad Vimuktaha, Parat Param Purusham Upaiti. Freed from ignorance. Samyam. Samyam means Aikyam. The Shruti uses the expression Paramam Samyam actually. That indicates Atyantika Aikyam. It differentiates Paramasamyam of Ajnanis. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam, ninth adhikaranam, tadokodhikaranam, tatokograjvalanam, tatprakashitadvaro, vidyasamartyat, tatcheshagati, anusmriti yogacha, hardanugrihitaha, shatadhikaya, 17th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 4th Chapter, 513th Running Brahma Sutra. This is not like a sutra, looks like an SEA almost. Big Sutra. Tadokograjvalanam, tat prakashitadvaro, vidyasamartya, tat cheshakadi, anuspriti yogacham, hardanugrihitaha, shatadikaya. Now let us do a general introduction to this adhikaranam, this complex sutra. I hope I'll make it for this day. We wonder it as it is a sutra. Because normally sutras are supposed to be cryptic and small. And one of the conditions for that, it should be short. Rarely we find long sutras. We had seen earlier a couple of them, but this is much longer. This is the ninth adhikaranam with only one sutra. And in this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya comes back to Ajnani Upasaka's Marana. Who? Ajnani Upasaka's Marana, death. And he has discussed part of the topic up to Sutra 11. And then he took a diversion from Sutra 12 to 16, up to the previous Sutra. And in the 17th Sutra, the current Sutra, he wants to again bring it back. So this should be connected in reality with 11th Sutra. 11th Sutra was what? Asya Vacham Upapatte Resha Ushma. That was the 11th Sutra. So this should come actually after that Sutra. But he took a small diversion in between. And all Ajnani Jivas, at the time of death, they withdraw from the Golakas. You know Golakas, so the Indriyam, Golakam, all those things you know. For example, if I want, I just only to refresh. For if you take my eye, the eyeball that you see is called Golakam. That is a gross body. And the power behind the seeing, that is called Indriyam, that is Sukshma Shariram, that we cannot see. So all these things, they all withdraw. Ajnani Jivas at the time of death, they withdraw from all the Golakas. And it withdraws from all the nadis. There is the nadi concept we are going to bring back again. And the physical eyes will be there, but there will be no perception. All Golakams are there. They will be all this Sthula Shariram will be there, but they will not function. Because they have come back to Hridayam. They are all withdrawn into Hridayam. and all of them temporarily merge with Brahma. Temporarily merge with Brahma. That is what the contention here. And the present Janma formally comes to end, taking a dip in Ishvara, as it were. We can call it like that. Present Janma formally comes to end, taking a dip in Ishvara. And one commentator says, he takes a bath to take rest. And after a dip into Karanam Brahman, and in the case of a Jnani, it is permanent merger. Of course, it is not just a dip, it is permanent merger. So in the case of a Jnani, it waits for appropriate marga to go out, a way to go out in the case of an Ajnani. And Vyasacharya is going to analyze this event. At this time, this Ajnani Jiva, he looks around, and from the Hridayam, there are openings of several nadis, just like so many doors. He can choose to go through any one of those doors. They are called Nadidwara. And it makes internal travel through appropriate nadi. It begins with Hridayam up to the periphery of the body through any other nadis. And having come to the periphery of the body, the jiva has to take appropriate passage to an appropriate loka, punya loka, whatever loka it is. And in Kathopanishad, in the second chapter, third section, 16th mantra says, Shatanchaika cha Hridayasya Nadyas tas nadyaha tasam mudhan avinistritaika tayordvam ayanam amrutatvameti vishvandhanyam utkramane bhavanti. 101 satancha eka. 101 are the nadis. They are hridayasya. So they are all from the heart. Of them, one has gone out. One has gone out, piercing the head. Murdhanam abhinisritaika. And going up through it, one attains immortality. Tayodvam ayane amritattvam eti. Others at the time of death, they lead to different ways. All other people, only one of them go through that, and all of them go other way. And also the 8th chapter of Chandogya, 6th section, 6th mantra says the same mantra there also. Shatam chaika chakradayasya nadyastasam urdhanam avinisritaika tayordvam ayan amrutattvam etim vishvandhanya utkramane bhavanti. Utkramane bhavanti is also repeated again. So it is meant that the 101 nadis are there, and this jiva remaining in Hridayam will scan all the doors which nadidwaram to be taken. And once the jiva has dipped into Brahman and come out, the next prarabdha has been activated now. Next bunch of vasanas are also activated, and the vasanas brighten up to be there. So in the next janma, it is brightening up. It is all figurative. Brightening, illumination, all figurative. And it is just activation of the vasanas. Brightening and all, we should not be thinking that somebody is putting a 1000 watts bulb or anything. The vasana light lights up the appropriate gateway. Now, there are so many ways. So the vasana light lights up the appropriate gate, and depending upon the loka to be taken, the illumination will light up the appropriate dwara. So if a person has to go to punya lokas, he can go to deva loka, he can go to indra loka, he can go to patala loka, anywhere. Depending on that, that particular nadidwaram will illuminate. Actually, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the 4th chapter, 4th Brahmana, 2nd mantra says, Tasya haitasya hridayasya agram pradyotate. He uses this word. Tena pratyodetenesham atma nishkramati. So, the wall of hridayam in which many nadi apertures, dwarams, are opened and they are lighted for travel. So, with the help of that light, the departing jiva travels. He uses the word pradyotate. It is vasana light. It is called pradyotaha. The jiva travels through one of the nadis. Now, there are ajnani jivas, VIP ajnanis, upasakas, all people are there. The controversy is what? Whether the ajnani jiva and ajnani upasaka jiva is same for both, or it is taken at random, the nadi. Ajnani jiva, ajnani, this is not upasaka, just ajnani jiva. Another is ajnani upasaka jiva. For both, is it the same path? Purvapakshi says it is taken at random, but we'll say the specific passage is there. We say specific passage is there, whereas Purvapakshi says it is all at random. Now it has to take to the next journey and then it has to depart. So the departure takes place through one nadi or the other, and many nadis are mentioned in the Vedas. And we said 101 by from Kathopanishad and the other mantra also. Now Ajnani Upasaka and Ajnani Jiva, all of them have to leave the body through one nadi or the other. Now what is the controversy here? It is whether nadi through which the Ajnani departs is a specific nadi, or it is any nadi taken at random, especially with regard to Ajnani Upasakas. Not just Ajnani Jiva, we are talking about specifically about an Ajnani Upasaka. He is still not a Jnani, but he is a Upasaka. Whether there is specific nadi for the Upasaka at all or not is the question. And this controversy comes, and Upasaka, even though he is an Ajnani, he is an exalted Ajnani. This we have many times told also. Even many of them, when they do karma, ritual, when it is done along with Upasana, then he gets exalted phala. So because of that, he is going to have a special gati root and to attain Kramamukti. So he is going to get a special root so that he can gain Kramamukti. He will go to Brahmaloka to attain Nirguna Jnanam and merge into Nirguna Brahman, not to come back again. This Upasaka can do that. Non-Ajnanis come back again. See, all the other people, all the other non-Upasaka Ajnanis, they all come back again. While Upasaka Ajnani never comes back again, having gained Krama Mukti. He goes to Brahmaloka, gain knowledge there and get Mukti. And Purvapakshi says, since all of them are uniformly Ajnanis, in support of that, also he quotes the Brihadaranyaka 4th chapter, 4th section, 2nd mantra that I said, which we saw just now. And this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad seems to say, all Ajnanis will take the nadis, all right. And there is no fixed nadi, and therefore Upasaka has no special treatment. According to that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra, there is no special treatment for a Upasaka Ajnani. So he has to also take the same, any one of the nadis. And the Siddhantis say no. And they say the Upasakas have separate goal, and therefore they have special passage outside. And therefore they have special passage inside the body also. So from the Hridayam, when it comes out, they have a special passage outside the body. And there is also a special passage from the Hridayam up to the periphery. And that nadi is called Sushumna nadi. So this nadi in Taittiriya Sikshavalli is called Indra Yonihi. In Sikshavalli, first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, it is called Indra Yonihi. Saya esho ontar hridaya akashaha tasmin nayam purusho manomayaha amurto hiranmayaha antare nataluke ya yeshastana iva valambate se Indra Yonihi. This Indra Yoni. Yatrasauke shanto vivartate yapohya shirshaka pale. Therefore, the Purvapakshi says the Upasaka takes any nadi, and Siddhanta says Upasaka takes Sushumna nadi only. Now, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya is giving 5 points with regard to Upasaka's departure. Vyasacharya gives 5 points regarding Upasaka's departure. Upasaka, understand, he is an Ajnani only, his departure. The sutra is Tado Kokra Jvalanam Tat Prakashitat Dwarom Vidya Samartyat Tat Chesha Gatyam Anusmritihim Yogacha Hartanugrihitaham Shatadikaya. That is the sutra, 17th sutra, 2nd pada, 4th chapter. So, Hridayagra Prajwalana. It says at the time, first point is this. I told 5 points. I'm going to talk about all of them. Hridayagra Prajwalanam is the first point. It says at the time of departure, the Purva Janma Vasanas and present Janma Vasanas, they all get activated. at the time of departure from the body, the jiva. Purva janma vasanas and present janma vasanas, they all get activated. And the activated vasanas are called brightening up of the top of hridayam. When I mentioned all that, the 1000-watt lamp and all, this activation of the vasanas is called brightening up of the top of the hridayam. And the enlightenment of periphery of the heart, where the nadi joins, that is the top of the hridayam, is that. And here the word brightening is not physical lightning, but it is figurative lightning. And it is like saying the talk was brightening talk. It's like that. And since the vasana jnanam, so vasana vritti, with chidabhasa pradibimba, and this vasana jnanam is called brightening, and vasana regarding what? The next loka. And this hridayagraha prajwalanam is common to both ajnani nanupasakas as well as ajnani upasakas. Up to this, this is common. This is not there in the case of jnanis. So ajnani upasaka, ajnani nanupasaka, this is same. And the second point Pasacharya says is, the nadi's dwara prakashana. Because of the brightening of the vasanas, this special nadi aperture or nadi passage, the specific nadi aperture passage, relevant nadi passage gets lit up. Depending on his own karmas, whatever it is, the relevant nadi passage which leads to the particular loka, that lights up. And vasana prajwalanam will illumine the dwaram, and nadi dwara prakashanam, and not any nadi, the specific nadi, the relevant nadi, relevant to the death effect of this particular person. It depends upon the nature of the ajnani. Higher nadi for better upasakas and lower nadi for sheer ajnanis. And the third point he says is, upasya devata anugraha. The blessing of the devata, which the upasaka has already meditated upon in all his upasanas. And where is this upasya devata? He has invoked for upasana in the heart itself. So when that's why in Devata, when we do this thing, Nyasa, we point to the heart. Sometimes he has meditated on Ishvara also in the very Hridaya Akasha itself. Because he is a Upasaka. He has already meditated upon Ishvara. So in Chandogya Upanishad 8th chapter, the Dahara Akasha Ishvara is mentioned, that we saw earlier also. So that Devata invoked in the heart blesses him at the time of death. Whomsoever is the person who did the upasana blesses that person at the time of death. And once the time of departure has come, what vasana should be activated and what nadidwaram should be illumined, the jiva cannot decide. What vasana should be activated and what nadidwaram should be illumined, the jiva cannot decide. Why? Jiva's free will is closed with the immersion in Brahman. We said it is a temporary Brahmalaya. So with the immersion into Brahman, Jiva's free will is closed. And at the time of departure, I do not have any free will. What thoughts come is decided by the law of karma only, vasanas and all that. Therefore, Bhagavan decides which vasana should be brightened and which nadi should be employed. And in the case of Upasaka, the nadi is chosen by Bhagavan, based on our own karma only. But I don't have the ability to choose because my free will is gone. At the time of departure, our free will is not operating. So Jiva does not have any deliberate thought at the time of departure, nor is he aware of the events happening. Because for being aware of the events, the pramata and ahankara must be active. Everything is logical. For being aware of the events, the pramata and ahankara must be active. Since the mind is folded, even pramata is folded. And therefore, the departing soul is now aware of the events within himself. The individual is folded and we cannot know anything. And that is why Bhagavan has to take charge of the event after death. All are apaurushaya vishayas. Don't go for any reasoning. I'm just only stating what Shastra says. When we are human beings, we use our will and decide when we are alive. But when the will is folded, Bhagavan takes charge of our life. And the fourth point that Vyasacharya makes it, Sushumna dwara brahmaloka praptihi. This upasaka, through the Sushumna nadi, goes to Brahmaloka to attain Krama Mukti later. This is the fourth point. And the fifth point is, what is the power behind all these events? We said all those things are happening. What is the power behind all of them? What decides all these events? Is it Bhagavan's choice or something else? We said Bhagavan helps do all this. Is it Bhagavan's choice or something else? If you say it is Bhagavan's choice, then he will become partial. Some will get Sushumna Nadi and some will take some smaller path. He is not the deciding factor. Then who decides? It is the sadhana, which is the directive force that decides this factor. It is the sadhana of the jiva while alive, which is the directive force that decides this factor. Sadhana done before departure, during our healthy life, that decides the path. Your will is stronger in the younger days. Stronger the will in younger days, and in old age, weaker is the will, gets weaker. So what is the sadhana that decides the Sushumna Nadi? Vyasacharya says, sadhana dvayam. There are two sadhanas, twofold sadhanas. They decide the power. One is Ishvara Dhyanam and the second is Marga Dhyanam. Upon Ishvara, as well meditation upon the path leading to Ishvara. Starting from Sushumna Nadi, and there are further details given in the scriptures that we will study in the third pada when we go to the next pada. So, for this chapter. So, Ishvara Upasaka not only meditate upon Ishvara as also the path. Normally people say, you know, I want to get good gati. Nalla gati kadakana. They all pray. This is that gati. This is the fifth point. And the last point is, this is given in the Shastra itself. That is most important. Because we are all saying all these things apart. We have got this Shastra Pramanam. We have Shastra Pramanam. We already saw in Kathopanishad, second chapter, third section, 16th mantra. And also the 8th chapter, 6th section, 6th mantra of Chandogya also. Dahara Akasha Ishvara Upasana is talked about. And the Chandogya mantra says, Tadesha Shlokaha Shatanchaika Chakradayasya Nadyaham Tasam Murdanam Abhinisvataikam. We already saw this, read this mantra earlier. I do not read it again. So 101 are the nadis of the heart. And one of them leads up to the crown, the Brahmarandram of the head. And going upward through that, one of them one becomes immortal. Because immortal he goes to Brahmaloka and all that. And Kathopanishad also the same mantra we have seen earlier. So it also mentions Satanchaika Chakradayasya Nadyaha. So there are 101 nadis also from the Hadaya. So Sushumna Nadi is called 101st Nadi. Sushumna Nadi is called 101st Nadi. And we emphasize this because the word used in the Brahma Sutra is Shadadika Nadi. So that's what we are going to put that thing in the mantras, Shadadikaya, the last word in this particular sutra. Because it used that word, I'm emphasizing this 101. And going up through that, the life goes. The Upasaka gets Amritatvam and it refers to Brahmaloka Prapti and Kramamukti. Amritatvam means not directly, but indirectly. He goes to Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka also he has to gain self-knowledge and then he will gain Kramamukti. Sushumna Nadi alone leads to Brahmaloka Kramamukti. This is the general analysis of this sutra. It's a long sutra, we are taking time. Now let us do the words analysis. Tadokau Agra Jvalanam. There occurs the illumination of the top of the heart, which is the abode of the departing Upasaka Jiva. Agrajvalanam. Tat Prakashita Dwaraha, the passage through which the Upasaka Jiva has to depart. That is illumined by that illumination, or the Vasana illumination. And Harda Anugrihitaha, blessed by the Anugrihitaha, blessed by the Upasya Devata, which resides in the heart. The Jiva departs. Shatadikaya, through the Sushumna Nadi. That refers to the Sushumna Nadi. Vidya Samartyate, because of the efficacy of the Upasana. Here Vidya refers to Upasana. Cha means sand. Sat Sesha Gati Anusmriti Yogat. because of the injunction of the meditation on the path associated with upasana. Tatsesha gati anusmriti yoga. Because of the injunction of the meditation on the path associated with upasana. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words also. Tad okaha. Tad means jiva. Oka refers to the abode. Abode of jiva, which here in this place is heart. Agram means the top or the periphery where the nadi joins. So it means the hriday agram, the periphery of the heart. Jvalanam. Jvalanam means illumination, enlightenment. So hriday agra prakashaha. We have to supply the word bhavati here. So at the time of departure of upasakam, the heart is lighter. Pramanam for that we already saw in the fourth chapter, fourth Brahmanam, second mantra of Brihadaranyakam, that it was clearly said, pradyotanam or brightening. Tasyam, haitasyam, hridayasyagram, pradyotate. I had already read that mantra. And tat prakashita dwaraha, that brightening or illumination, jvalanam, and prakashita dwara, the nadi passage, the relevant nadi passage. Because there are 101 passages, they are there, which one is to be taken up? And in the case of upasaka, it is sushumna nadi, that is the prakashitam. For his benefit, the passage is brightened up. This is given in the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad that we read. And hardanu grihitaha, harda means refers to Ishvara, who is residing in the heart. The resident of Hridaya is Ishvara in this context. And the Ishvara who has been invoked by the upasaka. So Dharakasha Rupi Ishvara, by that Ishvara, upasaka is blessed. And that Ishvara alone directs him through Sushumna Nadi. And Shadatikaya refers to the 101. This refers to the Sushumna Nadi. It is based on Kathopanishad and Chandogya Mantras, where Sushumna Nadi is counted as 101. For the status again, Shastra is Pramana. And Vidya Samarthya means all these things happen due to Saguna Ishvara Upasana. Upasana, Vidya is Upasana here. Samarthyam. Samarthya means the Shakti, the power, the Balam, Punyam, generated by the Upasana. Tat Sesha Gati Anusmriti Yogat. Gati refers to the Upasana Marga, that is Marga Dhyana. That's why we mentioned earlier Marga Dhyana. Ishvara Upasana should go with another Anga, another part of Upasana, and that is the Marga Dhyana. One should meditate upon the path also, Marga. Tat Sesha Ishvara Upasana. Sesha means associated with or connected to, that is Marga connected to Ishvara Upasana. It should be connected. Yogat, there is a Shastric rule, Vidhi, or commandment, rule, whatever we can call, injunction. So by the strength of commandment, we find Upasaka will take that Marga. And if the Upasaka is going to take at random any Marga, why should Upanishad ask the Upasaka to meditate upon the path at all? So the very fact proves that path should be a special path. It is prescribed. So therefore, meditated path must be a special path for the Upasaka. Cha is the conjunction joining the two sadhanas. And the essence is what? Upasaka through Sushumna Nadi departs for Brahmaloka or Kramamukti. So this is the process. So because the long sutra, I will just to give a summary of this sutra itself, just to recap. So 17th sutra is a long sutra belonging to 9th adhikaranam. So after a small diversion in this adhikaranam, 6, 7 and 8, Vyasacharya comes back to the main topic in the 9th adhikaranam, which is Upasaka and his Kramamukti. That is the topic. And Vyasacharya deals with the departure of the jiva, who is Ajnani Jiva from Vedantic standpoint, but who has practiced Upasana in his life. Even if he does not deserve Jivan Mukti now, because he is still an Upasaka, not Ajnani, he deserves Krama Mukti though, which is but Jivan Mukti in Brahmaloka. Therefore, he has got special path through which he has to travel. And Vyasacharya in this Adhikaranam establishes that Ajnani Upasaka travels through Sushumna Nadi, which has been referred to as the 101st Nadi. And this is based on the Kathopanishad Mantra. And the Purvapakshi had a confusion based on the Brihadaranyaka Vakyam, which is said that Ajnani Jiva will leave the body through any one of the Nadis. So the Nadi is presented at random Nadi, according to him. And this confusion of the Purvapakshi was resolved by noting the context of discussion. And Brihadaranyaka, as also Kathopanishad mantra, they deal with Ajnani Jiva's departure only. And Brihadaranyaka deals with Ajnani Jiva's departure in general. He may be a Karmi, or he may be Upasaka, or he may be a Papi also. So any kind is talked about there. But in Chandogya and Kathopanishad mantras, they deal with Ajnani Upasaka alone. And here we talk about Upasaka's Kramamukti. That is the subject. Amritattvam here refers to Kramamukti only, not Jivanmukti. For him, Sushumna Nadi specification is there. He will go through that. So we conclude now what? There is no contradiction between the Upanishadic statements. Now we will go to the next Adhikaranam in the next class. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yappara Samaheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Shri Krishna.